FM's Big Breakfast with Foz and Brooke.
Come on, baby.
The catch-up.
Yes, it is the catch-up, Brookie, where we unpack in little packages what we spoke about on the show in the morning. I've found a flaw in our Employee of the Month system, basically.
Mm.
There was no voting available for January, so I voted for us, and I want to see if we can get it for once.
Foz's favourite saying is something must be done, and something was done. I unpacked a friend who has basically scared me off wanting kids even more about her partner giving her a perineural, I don't even know how to say it, perineural massage. It's basically where you get two thumbs up your and massage it out, ready for stretching.
Yeah, something terrifying happened on the coast. A snake ate a cat. And the guy that did it, unbelievable. In the event of an emergency, he's the man I want.
100%. I got stuck in a situation as well where I could not exit. Carl Barron was in the back of my mind where he just goes, anyway, so I unpacked that. Enjoy.
Now, I want to talk about something that's happened, well, on the sunny coast. I suppose it's Sunny Coast, Stony Creek, near Woodford.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it's absolutely terrifying.
Okay.
And I've got a little bit of a grab here, but basically what's happened is a snake catcher has removed a carpet python from underneath a house in Stony Creek after it ate the pet cat.
No.
But what's fascinating about this story, honestly, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. I won't lie. I'm not a cat person, but it's a tragedy. And it's popped up on my Facebook of this guy. I need to find this guy because he's the snake catcher.
Is it the Sunny Coast Snake Catchers? Because they're the best in the biz.
It is Sunny Coast. Yeah, it's on his shirt. Sunny Coast Snake Catchers. And obviously they are the best in the biz. Because listen, this python is big. Like when I say big, it's bloody big.
Okay.
This is how relaxed he is.
This is the Sunny Coast Snake Catchers
guy. Yeah. This is how relaxed he is while grabbing this python with a cat in it.
But how's that big old carpet python? And got a cat killed up inside. We've just come out here because a carpet python has eaten a cat. What a big snake, hey. If you're a snake eating a cat, you've got some size to you. Come on here. And of course all pythons feel very, very scared if they're getting wrangled when they've just eaten something big, because they can't do much about it. They're very vulnerable. Look at the size of this snake, far out. A lot bigger with the cat inside. Which is obviously a tragedy to lose a pet like that. That's a massive food item. But how's that big old carpet python? And got a cat killed up inside. So what we'll do with this one, we'll take it away from the house, obviously. We don't want any more pets going missing.
Of course we don't want any more pets going missing. It's just eating a bloody cat.
I fear that video is 10 times more traumatic for the owner because he mentioned like 20 times that their cat's dead.
That's what I thought. I thought, we get it. There's a cat inside this thing. I can tell as well. It's got a big bulge in the middle of it as well. But he picks it up, got the cat inside. I'm like, holy mackerel. This guy is so relaxed.
He sounds so like outback larrikin. Oi, there's a snake, and you can tell the size of it because it's got a cat. What a weapon.
We need him on the show. If everyone knows who this guy is, we need him on.
I feel like I should know his name. They've been in here into the radio station. They've been around forever. They're the best group of people, Sunny Coast. If you ever any snake situations, they are your go-to. They are the only ones. They are the best.
In the event of an emergency, I want that guy next to me because he will not panic at all.
I want him, if I ever decide to have a child and I'm birthing a baby, I want him beside me. All right, you're about 10 centimetres dilated. This bad boy's coming on out, all right? You just sit back, relax. All's going to be sweet, doll.
Obviously,
what a weapon.
Obviously a tragedy as well for the cat. I was saying just before Billie Eilish there that we've been working together for 2 years here, never got Employee of the Month.
It's a mystery.
It's an absolute disgrace. I'm not going to put it any lightly.
Something must be done.
Something must be done about it. We've had a couple of runners-up.
Yeah.
But never never taken the gong, right. You know, as they say in the entertainment industry. I've got a plan. I've found a flaw in the system.
Okay.
Because January... It's a month, isn't it?
It is a month.
It's a month.
Last I checked, yep.
We have not had an email about votes this month.
We have
you noticed
not.
That?
No, we have not.
And our all-staff meeting is at 10 a.m. today.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a plan. I've sent Gil, who does tallies the votes,
yep,
an email last night. I said, Gillian, I said, just wondering if I can vote for Brooke and I for Employee of the Month for January. Because she's got to accept that vote because January is a month. No one else has voted. I'm gonna make an Employee of the Month and in the All Staff. I'm gonna give her the letter and she, because technically that'll be the only vote in the system.
Right.
She has to give it to us. We get a $200 voucher as well.
Yeah, it's stiff for us as a duo because, like, let's say Sarah from sales wins, she gets the $200 to herself. We got to split it. So stiff for us, but that's okay.
Yeah. I'll take it. A hunch.
It's not about that. It's about the title.
Yeah, it's about the title.
It is about the title more than the prize.
So in a technicality, if no one else votes, that's ours. That's our award for January. We only worked half of it as well.
Well, I think that's why they haven't done the votes for January, because a lot of people did not come back until the 12th, if not the 19th of January.
You can't forget January.
We've done 2 or 3 weeks of January.
Yeah, yeah. You can't forget about it, though. There's a flaw in the system, and I think I've clocked it. I think we will get Employee of the Month for the first ever time because I'm the only one that's voted.
It's not the best way to win. Like, I wish we could have won by, like, actual genuine votes. However, at GSL Media, we have this trophy, and so then there's every month, there's a little plaque at the bottom for every month, and your name goes on it. So we can't have January just blank, can we?
No, no, no. And there's posters that go up around the office, and I want our faces up there, plain and simple.
Have you made the poster?
Yep. I mean, I got Phoebe to make the poster. Okay. Yes, yesterday. She has made it. It's ready to be printed out.
Right.
And what I might do is replace Cass, who's won it about 58 times, and put it up before the meeting so when everyone comes out, we're on there. We're on there. Cass can't have it for 2 months. I don't care what anyone says.
No, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. And if no one else wants to do what you've done here, then it's ours for the taking.
Well, no one's thought outside the box and thought of the technicalities. You can't just forget January. Simple as that. And I've emailed Gil. Haven't got a response yet.
Okay. Can I give you a response that Gil may give you?
What will she give me?
So let's say, for example, Gil says, On technicality, you are correct. You are the only vote, so you are. But when we do Staff Member of the Month, we usually read out a couple of the comments that people have said why they voted. So tell me 3 things that we've done in January that would be worth us, if she rebuttals and says, name 3 things you've done in January to deserve this.
Yeah.
What do you got?
It's not about our work ethic, Brooke. It's just... I want the title. We haven't done anything special this month.
So if Gil comes back to you and says, okay, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
3 things great you've done in January to deserve this.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
But I got the vote. That's all that matters.
Okay. Now, I have said multiple times on this show, I am 30 in a couple of months, still no urge to have children. However, the weird part about me is that I want to pee on a pregnancy test and see that I'm pregnant and have that with Cody, and I want a belly and I want to give birth, and I want the kids when they're older, I suppose. I just don't want
should adopt
kids. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I've always said to, you know, people, you know, I've got a gay friend who I've got, I'll have your babies, or my sister who doesn't want to be pregnant or give birth, I'll do it. Like I want that. However, last night I went to dinner with a group of my girlfriends, and 2 of them are pregnant. 1 is about to give birth any day.
Okay, fantastic.
The topic came up of perineal massage. Did you ever give M one of those?
No, I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so if I'm saying it correctly, a perineal massage is basically what a partner can help you with down there, and it's to help prepare for being dilated, essentially.
Oh.
And it's to help you from tearing, because a lot of women can tear, which is awful, and I can't even imagine how painful that is. So here's me, one of, if not the only girl in the group who doesn't want children.
I thought you were going to say I started giving him a perineal massage at the Mexican place.
Legs up, Joe. Here we go. I'm coming in hot.
Yeah, I heard of it, but there you go.
Well, fantastic thing for the partner to do. She was, you know, I don't even want to go into it too much because she might be listening, but she starts telling the story how she's asked her partner to give her this. And so it's basically your two partners on two knees and hands and knees, two thumbs into there, down the bottom, doing like a U-shaped massage and then like a 7 and 2 and 5 and 6 o'clock and all these sort of things, applying pressure to help stretch. She's in tears. She thought prior to the perineural massage at the baby shower that we're at on the weekend, she's gone, we're doing it tonight and I think it might escalate. I think it might, you know, be a nice little lead up and it might turn into a nice massage. Fast forward to dinner last night, she's in tears talking about how painful it is and that now she's freaking out about giving birth because if that hurt with two thumbs, what's it?
I mean, I think I know who you're talking about and I don't want to, I don't want to sound naive, but did she think birth wasn't going to hurt? Sorry. Like, of course it bloody hurts. You're popping a bloody watermelon out of that thing.
I think it was one of those moments where you've had 9 months to mentally prepare yourself for that exact situation of something coming out instead of the other way around. But for two thumbs to hurt, which was freaking her out. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there with a wine going, I really wanted a belly. I wanted to give birth. You guys need to shut the hell up because I'm so far from babies now.
It's never too late for a C-section.
I got stuck in a conversation I had no idea how to exit.
Yeah.
And it's a really tough one because you never want to seem rude.
No.
And this...
Can you attest, I do this very poorly. Have you noticed me do this?
Very abruptly.
I almost just walk away.
Yeah.
Like a puff of dust. Like, I go, woof.
Especially if I'm there, you kind of think she'll do the heavy lifting. I'll just walk away. And then I've got to find an exit to a conversation. It's worse when it's with strangers, I suppose. And what happened was I was buying the vacuum I was just talking about.
Oh, yes.
And can I just start by saying this man was so beautiful, like bless his soul. And I was under the impression that he was passionate about vacuums. Oh, a little too passionate.
Yeah, I love these people.
A little too passionate.
They're really passionate about what they do. I love it.
I'm really bad with ages. I want to say late 70s, early 80s. And I got to his house on my own and he's gone, come in. I'll which vacuum did you reply to on Marketplace? I'll get this to you. Anyway, he gives me the vacuum. He turns it on, shows me that it works. And then he goes, what are you using it for? And I said,
what else am I using it for?
I said, vacuum, a small area.
Use it
area.
To mow my lawn.
I said, vacuuming. And he said, small area or large area, like a small room. Or, and I said, no, like a proper house. Then he's talking about filters. He's talking about the batteries. He's talking about vacuuming up dog hair. Fantastic. And this conversation went on for so long. And this is kind of how it felt. Carl Barron sums this up perfectly.
You know, we have one of those conversations just going on and on. And you think, how are we going to end this? There's a magic word that ends, that gets you out of all conversations, and the word is anyway. It's magical. You know when someone's talking and you're waiting for a gap to talk and you think, there's no gap. This arsehole's not even breathing. And you find a small gap and go, anyway, better get going.
I'm going to generalise here, but
so tough.
I get this way, and sorry to any real estate agents in the car, but this is exactly how I feel if ever I catch up with my real estate mates, who are especially in commercial real estate. You try to have a beer, and they're talking about land prices. They're talking about how much you buy houses for, building, and I'm thinking, mate, I don't care.
And you're just like, and you look like one of those birds that stick their beak out because you're going, anyway, and then you, and I tried the, oh, well, thank you. And then he kept going, oh, thank you. And, oh, we'll see ya. And put nothing. There was nothing I could have done to get it.
That was CFM's Beat Breakfast with Foss and Brooke for another day. Catch us live weekday mornings from 5, only on CFM.